Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense for intelligent investors, from conservative investors, you know, all that kind of stuff. And of course, our Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, when it comes to sports, what else can I say? Dunlap and Taylor. I mean, I got them both around the table. There's nothing going on in this town when it comes to sports that these two gentlemen don't know. John Taylor, who heads up Rock Hill's PRT. Mr. Billy Dunlap with York County. Visit YorkCounty.com. That's it. I'm going to get this.
One of these days.
What? I don't know why I got a block on that. Anyway, thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, here we are. I'm beginning to think we're seeing a little bit of a, we've peaked out on this pandemic. I don't want to say it's gone or behind us because it's not. But all the news seems to be good. And needless to say, this thing called the pandemic has affected your whole world of sports. Yes? No?
It's definitely affected us, and we had to live in a new world. But yeah, I think through all the hard work with organizations like Billy's and the city, that we've been able to fight through it, do it in a safe manner. And sports tourism has been one thing that's still been strong even throughout the pandemic.
Well, to your credit, and I don't know who gets the actual credit, but I'll give it to both of you. I was over there for one event. Matter of fact, I saw you over there, Billy. And I must admit, I was very, very impressed with how everything was handled. I mean, we walked in with masks. There were plexiglass shields. We sat down. We kept our masks on, allowed to pull them down to take a drink or eat a hot dog or whatever. But at halftime during the basketball game, we all got up. Here comes a spring, a wiping crew, and what have you. And that kind of stuff continued really throughout the whole course of the event, which is how you do it. And you learned that from whom, John?
Well, we started that out. The first thing we the city wanted to do at all of our facilities was make our staff feel safe to come back, and then to make the visitor coming feel safe. So a lot of those protocols were developed early on with help from the CDC, South Carolina DEC, even the Department of Commerce and the city doing their own protocols. So
now, when you draw these big events, which you two have successfully done, like the volleyball, when you bring in hundreds of teams at one time, obviously the people who are putting on these events realize that you're not going to be able to maximize a crowd in there. They know that up front.
They know all of that up front. Yes, and then they adjust too. It's the only way to keep the buildings open and keep the events going on.
So there's no real moaning and groaning. Everybody's
worked together.
All right. So, Billy, you keep track of what's going on in the hotel industry. We've had you on many times giving updated numbers. Are you seeing any improvements in terms of, you know, the hospitality industry?
Well, the events that have been able to come to Rock Hill have significantly impacted the hotels. Hotel occupancy on the weekends is anywhere from 60 to 80 to 90%. Overall, our hotels are just a little bit shy of 50% occupancy, but we've had new hotels come into the market, so our demand on hotels is only down about 10%. And that's specifically driven by sports tourism, because corporate travel has not come back. Leisure travel has come back to some extent, but sports tourism in this market is driving the hotel occupancy, no doubt about that.
So the hotel operators are looking forward to the weekends.
They love the weekends. Some of them are selling out on weekends, depending on the given event. We got numbers today that January of 2021 hotel revenue was higher than it was January of 2020. So that's pre-COVID. And that's directly attributable to the Sports and Events Center, because you've got a beautiful indoor facility. Rock Hill PRT does it exactly right. But being able to bring in events in January that we haven't been able to bring in up to this point is driving those hotel numbers in January.
And, John, I know you reported earlier that this really floored me, that the revenue coming in, you know, hospitality tax revenue, revenue to the indoor event center, is actually up. You're actually ahead of where you were last year.
Well, from a hospitality tax standpoint, the numbers are still down a little bit because of the things that Billy mentioned. We don't have the business travel, the group tours, and the leisure market back in force. But what we've been able to do with the economic impact on the community is up, and strictly because of the Sports and Events Center. We were able to do some things with our other facilities too, but when you look at a calendar year economic impact, we had roughly a $57 million economic impact on the community, and that being $30, $31 million coming from the Sports and Events Center.
Phew. Well, I think that's phenomenal. All right. So the task at hand, something that has intrigued me, and the reason you guys are here, is this unique partnership that you have. And I guess to understand the partnership, we need to understand the pieces. Now, PRT has been here, like, what, since day one, like 100 years or something?
Well, yeah, we started in sports tourism in the mid-'80s and actually added tourism to our name late-'80s. And, you know, I think it's unique that we both are destination marketing organizations, but we found a way to work together. The city naturally, because of the facilities, had a good hand on sports tourism. Billy and his group knew how to do hotels. So, you know, at one time we were both doing host hotel programs. So now that we're doing one, and Billy and those are doing a great job with that, we're doing one economic impact calculation, so we're not doing two there. So we found a lot of efficiencies. And this also, if we got a good sports market, it allows Billy and his team to go out and look at other markets, whether that be the things that in sports that we don't do, or whether that be conventions and group tours and other things like that, that they know a lot more than what we at the city do. So I think it's a great partnership, and I think bigger things are to come with the partnership as we move down the road, and with all the growth we've got, Panthers, all the other stuff that's coming downtown. So I think we both are going to have a lot to sell.
So how did this thing get started, Billy?
Well, John and I just started talking one day, because we've found ourselves almost competing against one another for, you know, for space and events and facilities and marketing. And so we just decided that, you know, let's work collectively together. Let's, you know, instead of sending four people to a conference to recruit events, now we're going to send two people, maybe one from John's group and one from my group, and we'll work together instead of almost really working against each other. Because, you know, Rock Hill's got such great facilities. Their customer service is top-notch. You know, we wanted to be able to handle the hotel portion of it. You know, we wanted access to all the visitors that are coming to PRT facilities, to be able to drive them into the rest of York County, into Rock Hill and the rest of York County. So we now have access to those, all of those hundreds of thousands of visitors that come into the market, to let them know about Brattonsville and the Greenway and Carowinds and everything else, all the great restaurants, you know, all of those things. And then the economic impact calculator, you know, before PRT was running economic impact numbers. We were running economic impact numbers on the same event, and the numbers might be different. Well, now, but just because of the way we were running the numbers. So now we're putting together those numbers for all of the events inside the partnership, and it's really it makes things much simpler, much more efficient, and you know our groups work great together. So it's just a perfect match.
So how do you go about, let's just take an event this weekend down at the Indoor Sports and Event Center. How do you take those fans that are coming in the door to watch a volleyball game and get them to go other places in New York County?
Well, we have a mobile visitor center that we put outside the facility. That's basically a rolling billboard. We also, the partnership did signage inside of all the facilities. And that signage has QR codes, download the app, go to our website, because we want them to go to our website or go to our app so they can find out all the attractions, all the restaurants, and all the hotels that are in the market so they can plan their day. They can plan their itinerary around their schedule, around their volleyball matches or their basketball games. So it allows us to have a concerted effort to really market the rest of Rock Hill and the rest of York County to all of those visitors that are already coming here. We just got to let them know what all else we have to offer.
Now, you do your economic impact study for all these events. I mean, you know exactly what's going on. Seems to me, I heard you tell me before, John, you try to get to about 10% of the people who are actually here to find out how they're spending their money, you know, where they're staying, all that kind of stuff, and you plug those numbers into some formula that Clemson or USC or somebody put together, and that's how you get your economic impact? Is that how that works?
Well, it's we do it several ways now. We still do some of those at Clemson, and Clemson School of Economics and Winthrop School of Business helped us design. When we get, if you got 5,000 people, we're going to go get 500 interviews.
No.
We actually still do that somewhat. But there's also, Billy can tell you about a Destination National.
Yes, Economic Impact Calculator. Destinations International is kind of the umbrella organization for all the destination marketing organizations around the world, and they have an Economic Impact Calculator for sports. So we get the information from PRT that they get through their surveys or through their event organizers, and then we plug it into the model based on what a type of event it is. And what it does is it compares apples to apples. So now if Myrtle Beach has, they also use that same calculator. Greenville uses that same calculator. Columbia uses it. So when we compare events, it's comparing apples to apples because everybody's running the numbers the same way.
Right.
So it's a good comparison, but it really gives us a snapshot of what the impact of not only that event being here, but how that money that they spend trickles out into the community.
Well, one other thing to that, by doing it the old-fashioned way like we were doing it, we've been able to still do a few of those and compare them to what Billy's been doing, and the numbers are right on mark with what we're doing. Now, occasionally it'll be a different number just because of input, but they're both very close to being the same numbers. So we're real happy about that and feel very comfortable in the numbers that we're giving. And we only do direct economic impact. So it's not a rollover or anything.
Right.
So we're telling our leaders and the powers that be good direct numbers that are coming into town and not inflating it by saying that dollar rolls over and over and over. So,
well, and in your case with the Indoor Sports and Event Center, I mean, you know what you charge for the use of the facility. You know what the cash registers are saying for concession sales. So you can tell them right off the bat exactly what the revenue and parking. You can calculate all that stuff right off.
Yeah, and I can tell you we're on track to be just with the Sports and Event Center about $1 million to $1.2 million in direct revenue that we're earning there. But that's not counting all the revenue that flows in with getting a hotel room, eating out.
Restaurants and all that.
Buying gas. And, I mean, it not only affects hospitality tax and A tax, it affects sales tax. So this is a, you know, and one of our former mayors used to say, who would want to turn down a $57 million industry in our community? And that's exactly what it is. And it's feeding a lot more than just hospitality tax and A tax when you really look down into the numbers.
Hmm. So, Billy, how do you track or do you track whether these people who are coming into the event center or to the ballpark to play whatever are actually going out to these other venues in York County? Do you have a way of tracking that at all?
Well, we're in our third year of using mobile location data. And what that is if you've got your cell phone with you and you've got location services enabled, we're tracking you once you come into York County. So we know on a given weekend at the Sports and Events Center, we know how many people were there that had their phones enabled. We know where they're from. We know what they did prior to coming to the facility, and we know what they did after they left the facility. And that's pretty standard. That's pretty standard information. But you have to subscribe to an industry that provides that information to you. But that's how we direct our marketing. So we know where our visitors come from. That directs our marketing. That directs, you know, how we operate when we go out to do our advertising in different markets. We're using that mobile location data to back up, so we know that this amount of people come from the Raleigh-Durham area. This amount of people come from Columbia or Raleigh or Greenville-Spartanburg or Orlando. That's our way of knowing where they go, and we're tracking 50 points of interest throughout York County, all of our preferred hotels, all the Rock Hill PRT facilities. So it's great information for us, and it really helps guide how we go about our business.
Well, it would give you solid data because in your case, you serve a lot of masters because you're a countywide agency. So that gives you some hard data to go back, let's say, to whoever your superiors are with the county and say, look, this is what's happening here. This is what's happening here. This is what's happening here as a result of what this partnership is with Rock Hill PRT.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take our mid-program break, remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, we don't care where you're from or why you're here. We got fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magical formula we're going to chant out loud for all those who have not yet heard it. At the count of three, here we go. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water,
fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
To Cherry Road across from Winthrop, John Taylor, the director of Rock Hills PRT, and Billy Dunlap, the director of VisitYorkCounty.com. I know, smile, I got it right. I got it finally right. So you came together and said we can do this thing better together by not duplicating services and by combining resources and what have you. Was it just that simple to do that? Or was there other pieces? Other smile.
I'll let you start with that one.
Well, it's. I think things are never as easy as you think they're going to be. So, but we, Billy and I both got in the room ourselves, got our staffs in the room, and said, you know, what are we doing good? Where do we need to help? How can we do this thing? And it over time, it all flushed out. And to say it wasn't any hurdles or bumps in the road would be a bald-faced lie. But it's worked out, and we were committed to making it work. And I think we're there. We're still learning as each day goes, but I think we're there, and I think it's going to be a model for other communities across the state. I know I'm getting questions about it and getting applauded for us trying to do this, and I just can't say enough about the efficiencies that it creates for both organizations. You know, and it's in a bunch of ways. We don't have to work with the hotels, you know, because Billy's doing a good job with that. The economic impact, you know, we've always had sports, so he can focus on other things. I mean, it's just a great relationship, and I think it'll be a model for how to do business for not only our area, but all over the state and really all over the nation.
Billy? We were devoting a lot of resources to recruiting sporting events to come to Rock Hill and to come to York County. Well, through the partnership, we've kind of checked the box for Rock Hill, because the funding that we're giving PRT goes to help their operations and help with marketing, but it also helps to bring events here. And so for us, it frees us up to recruit other events to Rock Hill, but it frees us up to devote resources to recruiting events and do more marketing throughout York County, because, you know, we've kind of taken care of Rock Hill, and that's been good for us. The funding that we're providing to PRT, you know, is not public money. It comes from our destination marketing fee program through the hotels. So we're taking that money and reinvesting it into Rock Hill. So it's just a win-win for everybody.
So selling, I mean, you guys did your things and getting the staffs comfortable with this. But I would imagine you both have to go to your councils or your county manager, city manager, whatever, to explain this widget. And you're smiling, Billy.
That was a pretty long discussion in a council meeting. But the biggest part was where the funding came from. You know, county council did not want us to take public money and turn around and give it to Rock Hill. So we just had to explain the dynamics of how that worked. And once we did that, then, you know, it moved along pretty quickly from there.
John, same question to you.
Yeah, and yeah, I think it's always, you know, you've always got that interesting dynamic. Each organization wanted to know that they were being served. So, and I think our council is no different. Getting comfortable with it was the first thing to do. But Rock Hill has invested a lot of time, money, and effort since the early 80s in developing facilities that were not only good for our local citizens, but facilities that would draw, events back to our area and create that economic impact. So just protecting that from a Rock Hill side and getting another partner on to help us enhance that was great, and I think the city saw that and was probably easier sell for us than on Billy's side. So.
And the fact that visityourcounty.com is using their hotel money and giving it to PRT is a trade-off, I guess, for the facilities that you're offering them to use for these events. Is that how this works?
Well, yeah, but I want to make it clear that Billy's not taking money from Fort Mill property and pumping it into us. He's
from the hotel,
from City of Rock Hill Hotels.
Right, I got you. All right, so what's the next step on this partnership? You've been doing this now, what, has it been a year yet?
It's been 6 months.
6 months.
6 months.
A little bit over 6 months, right. Now that we're into February.
And what have you learned out of this besides that it's a benefit? Have you seen areas that you need to tweak at this point, or is it just too early to tell?
Well, I think there's always room for improvement. We had a meeting this morning with some of my staff, some of PRT staff, to talk about hotels. So I think we'll find new opportunities as we go, where we can get more involved or PRT can get more involved in what we do. I think there'll be opportunities to tighten up that efficiency that we're seeing, but. You know, I see nothing but bright days ahead for this partnership.
So speaking of hotels, I'm cruising down White Street, as I do as often as I can, and I notice there's actually put a sign up on that big old hotel called Cambria. Where are we with that?
It's about to open, I think, probably middle of next week. So we're real excited about that, real excited to be a part of that whole process. I was just fortunate to run into some friends in Wisconsin, and they came back and wanted to hear our story. They're fond of saying that I talk so slow in Wisconsin that they had to come to Rock Hill to hear the rest of the story. So we're real pleased and proud to have Sand Development in town with that new property, and look forward to some growth in that area too down the road.
Who would have ever thought years ago we'd have a hotel in downtown Rock Hill? Who would have ever thought we'd have a sports and events center in downtown Rock Hill? Who would have ever thought we would take an old mill that was catching on fire and knock it down and create what's being created there now? It's just unbelievable.
It's a testament to our leaders and to people on council, and we just kept pushing and pushing, as you know, Manny. Until we finally got a winning recipe, and I really think we're turning the corner, and you're going to see bigger and better things going on, and I think that's true for our partnership too. It's been great so far, but I think it'll get better.
All right, John Taylor, thank you very much. Billy Dunlap, thank you for what you all are doing together to bring sports tourism to our community, and just as Doug Eccles said to me one day when he was mayor, I'm not quite sure how this all started, but I'm sure glad it did.
Yeah.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time for all those who don't know what they should know. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. How do we do it, guys? Dr. Scott Oliver is going to tell us. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden. Bye.
WRHI Rock Hill.
Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.